This week for VanClick FM, Louise and I bring you community events, all of the big events happening in and around VanClick Hill, and a couple of guests all about the Christmas craft show and the Parade of Lights and the second annual edition of Art Scramble taking place at Arbor Gallery this weekend. A really fun and interesting show to bring you this week. And before I launch into that, I'm just going to welcome Louise Sproul into the studio. Hi, Louise.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for coming in this evening to co-host this program with me.
My pleasure.
Yeah, we're doing community events and local musicians right through until 8 o'clock when Sean Cooley shows up with his ragtag team to do VanClick Cooley right through until 10 o'clock this evening. Sean loves to play his hip-hop music and beat music and also bring you little snippets of bits of information, often from the brewery down the hill, or his travels around the country, even internationally, for on behalf of Bose.
Well, I've traveled far today, too.
You did.
I've gone from here to Higginson Street, and I'm right back here again.
And back again several times. I know, you're quite the globetrotter.
I've really been on the road a lot today. Yeah.
And you have a very small footprint on the earth, because there's very little carbon content in your travel.
That's right.
Yeah, very good.
Well, I just want to say I am reading a book called Happy Cities, and research shows that the closer you live to where you work, the happier you are. And if you can walk to work, you are 40% happier, not 40% happier, but you are, I forget what that number is, I'm not good at remembering all of the stats, but if you're going to commute an hour or more, in order to be as happy as someone who lives close to work, you need to earn 40% more than a person living close to where
yes,
they work.
Interesting.
That's the number I remember.
Well, that really resonates with me, because I've been in every configuration. Are your headphones too loud?
I'm finding them a bit loud.
Okay, let me just turn it down.
Or it's my own voice that's too loud.
Well, how's that?
That's better.
Okay, here we go. I've experienced most of the standard configurations. When I first started working, I was just telling my son, Sebastian, recently that I used to ride my bicycle to work before I owned a car. And I landed a job at the CBC. I bought myself a brand new bicycle made in Czechoslovakia. It was a 5-speed.
Right.
And that's how I sort of commuted in the city. I was doing the early morning sign-on show at CBC, which is right downtown, Jarvis Street and Carlton. Mm-hmm. And we were living out in Hyde Park. So it was a good 25-minute bike ride when there was no traffic. And I did that for over a year, back and forth every day. It was great because I was, you know, sort of in off hours, so I didn't have super heavy traffic. But Toronto traffic is heavy even when it's quiet.
I'm sure.
And so that was one extreme. And I enjoyed doing that. And I certainly I was in good shape doing that on a daily basis. I didn't do it all winter, obviously, but I did it spring, summer, and fall. And I've also gone to the other extreme of commuting from the VanClick Hill area into downtown Montreal. Actually, the far east section of Montreal, where La Maison Radio-Canada is, near Papineau. And that was brutal. I mean, no matter how I went, I sometimes took the commuter train in Rigaud. I sometimes drove halfway down to Dorion or something and jumped on the train there. Or I sometimes drove all the way in. And
well, I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate to that, because
happiness was not part of the equation.
Here we are halfway between Montreal and Ottawa,
yes,
so
many,
we all
many,
know
many
a lot
commuters.
Of commuters.
That's right. But I have to tell you, living a block away from the Review on Higginson Street, and although we don't walk that often, but occasionally we will walk over, but it's just a joy to know that you're just, you know, a little hop, skip, and a jump away from work, and not dependent on the weather or a vehicle or anything but your own 2 feet. You know, if you need to come in, you can pop over. If you forgot something, it's really convenient. But also, I think village life and community life, where everything is close by and doesn't require, gymnastics in terms of finding a parking spot or huge lineups at the bank, at the grocery store, at the checkout.
Mm-hmm. We take that for granted
around here.
The other interesting thing in that book was that the average person in the city thinks there's a very small chance of them ever getting back their wallet if they lose it, whereas people in small towns and rural areas think there's a pretty good chance that they'll get their wallet back.
Oh,
so people in the rural areas and small towns have a high level of trust. But here's the interesting thing. There's absolutely no difference between how often your wallet gets returned, whether you're in the city or the country. So it's just that people in the city have lost their sense of trust because of the anonymity and because they may not even know their neighbors in the suburbs and they don't see them because everybody's driving out from downtown. Mm-hmm. And you kind of lose that human connectedness.
Yes, but when you were telling me that stat earlier this week, you were saying that there was a big contrast between what people's expectations were.
It was 14% in the city and 83% in the country. And I think overall it is, in fact, 83% of the time you'll get back your wallet.
It's a very high percentage of people that will actually return a wallet if they find it lost or left behind somewhere. But our expectations of it vary greatly depending on whether you live in a rural community where everybody knows everybody or in a city where, for the most part, we're anonymous and... I guess there's a lot of distrust that is bred with being amongst strangers all day long. Very interesting statistics. So this is a celebration of country life and rural life and small village life. And that's what we're going to be bringing you today is many, many activities taking place in and around Van Cleek Hill. Also, some other treats, too. I can't remember now if I identified myself. I'm Jean Sarrazin, and I'm joined by Louise Sproul, editor-publisher of the Review newspaper here in Van Cleek Hill. And we're going to bring you some wonderful events and also other elements as well. Louise, you've got an interview lined up for this show this evening.
I do. I've got, I haven't met him in person yet, but I've read his book. His name is either Roland Robert or Roland Robert. I never know. And I raced through his book, actually. And
you really enjoyed it, actually.
I really did. Yeah. I really did. Sometimes, you know, in my job, a lot of books cross my desk and people have written a book and they want me to read it and they want me... It's kind of a running gag among small town editors that the local theater group and local authors always come in and they want you to write a review of what they've done, their acting or something like that. And it's kind of akin to a Stephen Leacock thing. It can be a curse or a blessing because if you show up at a play and people are dozing off in the audience, you can't really write about that in the paper because you'll hurt people's feelings. Yeah. When you're just talking about knowing people. But I read this book and it's called Lake of Hidden Secrets, and it's kind of a mystery, and it's written by, I think he lives around here. I'm going to find out exactly where he lives, but it's set in Quebec, and it's got a lot of Canadian content, and it's got a French-Canadian kind of a twist to it, so I'm looking forward to meeting him.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting. I've also got someone lined up. Reedy Marks is coming in the first hour to give us the last-minute update on preparations for Art Scramble, taking place over at Arbor Gallery on Home Avenue on the weekend, on Saturday.
Right.
And that should be fun. This is the second annual Art Scramble. We attended the first one last year, and it was a lot of fun. You paid, I think, $25 to get in to this event, but everybody leaves with a piece of art. So that is quite a bargain, actually. And it's a good time, and there are refreshments and glasses of wine and lots of really interesting pieces of art on display. So we're going to be telling you more details about all that. But for the moment, let's go to a piece of music. Just to give us a chance to get our ducks in a row here and get our announcements organized, and we'll be back to you in 2 seconds with some community events. Let me see here. This is Imaginary Heaven with Ian Hepburn and Company.
Come, Emmanuel.
Come, O come, Emmanuel. A really, really unusual interpretation of that piece. And they're just launching into another one. We'll get to that one in a second. That's Coventry Carol that they're just starting off in, but we'll hold that off for the next music break that we take. O come, Emmanuel. It's by a group called Imaginary Heaven. They're no longer extant. They're no longer a group, but the individual members, some of them are around still in the community. Ian Hepburn was sort of the lead in that group, playing Celtic harp. And
But the news is that Imaginary Heaven did put out a Christmas CD several years ago with Nina Loretto and Carrie Steele.
That's what this is from. This is called Christmas in the Dark.
And Ian is bringing some of those CDs in, and the proceeds from the sale of those CDs will go to the Healing Harps and Restorative Drums Project in the schools.
Yep.
And we'll have some of those here Black Friday at the Review. We're open till 8 o'clock this coming Friday. We have some local authors coming in. We've got hot apple cider, homemade cookies, all served up by me.
Mm-hmm.
We've got hand-knit socks here. We've got stuff on sale from the Figure Skating Club. We've got all kinds of books and CDs from local authors and musicians.
Who are the authors that are showing up, Louise? Not sure.
I'm just not cognizant of that, but I think Mr. Robert is one of them.
Yeah.
But we've invited several, so those that can come will come and they'll sign their books, and there's no pressure to buy. And of course, we've got our big subscription sale on this Friday, and everybody that subscribes for $35, they get the combo, print and digital, and a festive glass gingerbread man filled with local maple syrup.
Very attractive little items. They're on display here in the reception area at the Review. And
There's
a whole table of them standing guard over there next to the Christmas tree. And they look quite attractive.
Yeah, we put a picture of them up on Facebook. And there is just the next, like the weekend, the next 3 or 4 days are quite busy. I know it's heating up in lots of communities, but certainly from here, we'll be going from one event to another all weekend.
Mm-hmm. A little story. A dad came in today to buy a subscription for his daughter who's away at university and didn't seem to know anything about the offer except that he saw the $35 offer in the windows of the Review. So it reminded him, and he came in and said, "Oh yeah, I wanted to get my daughter a subscription for a Christmas present." And so he's going through the process, and then Irene's said to him at the end, "And you get one of these, of course." And he said, "Oh, I didn't know that." And he says, "I guess I'll have to give it to my daughter." I thought, wasn't that a gallant thing?
Yeah.
I said, "You could take a little swig of it on the way home and nobody would know." But anyway, so it's a really nice festive little gift and a great offer. Both the print edition and the digital edition, all for $35.
Right.
Okay, Louise, did you want to launch into community events?
Right. Well, I'd just like to begin by reminding everybody, I was just talking about Black Friday, but all the shops that are staying open late this week, this Friday, everybody's aiming for 8 o'clock, so you can go out shopping right after supper. You can shop at Home Hardware. Vanquish Health Pharmacy's got a whole lot of things on special there. I hear their purses and scarves and jewelry and watches are going to be on sale. Van Cleef Cottage has got lots of specials. Pink Bow Tie here at the Review, of course. I already told you about them. Jade Garden has got a pile of Christmas decorations there. And Bose has got a special offer on if you go there and buy, I think it's $125, you get a free gift.
Yep.
And Garden Path Soap has a huge ad in there just to remind you about her soaps as wonderful gifts for the holiday season. So I hope I'm not missing anybody. Mm. But if you were ever going to come out to Van Cleek Hill, this Friday night would be a great time. All the shops will be open. Oh, I remember who I've left out. Is Vera Fourchette will be open until 9 o'clock. And Trillium Tea Room has, I think it's vegetarian lasagna. And I'm not sure if it's shepherd's pie. I saw it just a moment ago. But anyway, pick up some meals to take home. And I know we have Phil Arbor coming in later on. He'll be talking to us about the Christmas craft fair, which is also open on Friday night.
And the Parade of Lights. We're going to get 2-for-1 with Phil when he comes in. So that'll be interesting. Did you find the details of what Trillium Tea Room is offering?
I did. Of course, I'm always interested in talking about food because I've often not eaten when I'm on this show, which is again the case tonight. And the Trillium Tea Room is serving meat pies and vegetarian lasagna. I know for busy people listening, sometimes it's not about eating everywhere, but about buying it and taking it home for another night.
I'll have to check with Sandra to see if she's offering a gluten-free pasta with that lasagna. That would be quite a treat.
It would.
We might pop in for that. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good handful of items to digest. Why don't we go to another cut of music? We heard just the first few bars of Coventry Carol, and What Child Is This? On Imaginary Heaven's CD, Christmas Comes in Darkness. And why don't we just listen to another cut of that while we gather our thoughts for the next...
It was a beautiful CD.
Yeah, really nice.
Lule, thou little tiny child, bye-bye, lule, lule. Thank you.
Coventry Carol, What Child Is This? By the group Imaginary Heaven, local musicians who are no longer together as a group, but the CD still exists and it's available right here at The Review, 76 Main Street East in Vanclykill. And it's a bit of a fundraiser for a special program that takes place at PCPS, Healing Harps and Restorative Drums, a program performed by Ian Hepburn and Will Loray. So come in to The Review and pick up this really unique, I know you can't qualify unique, but it is unique. That's right. This is very unique. Christmas CD with haunting voices, just gorgeous. And celebrate Christmas locally. Okay, Louise, continuing on with community events.
Right. Well, it's that time of year when there's all kinds of good things afoot. And something that is a chance for you to express your kind of gratitude or appreciation to a local business is the chance to vote for Vanclykill's Business of the Year. And it's not a complicated thing. There's just a really short little form that's in The Review every week. And you can choose why a business deserves your vote. And it might be customer service. It might be community involvement. It could be that the staff is friendly. Maybe they've gone above and beyond for you during the past year. You can use the ballot to vote for your favorite Vanclykill business and bring your completed ballot either to Jade Garden or to The Review by November 30th, 2014. And of course, November 30th is just around the corner. If getting out and about is too much of a pain, you can also go online to vanclykillbma.org and you can vote online. So there will be a random draw from all of the ballots, and the winner will receive $100 in Vanclykill bucks. So just for voting, there's the chance that you'll win that $100 in Vanclykill bucks to spend right here in Vanclykill. But the ballots will be tabulated, and the top 10 finalists, in other words, the top 10 businesses who each receive the most votes, will be selected, and they'll be contacted to come to the Vanclykill Business and Merchant Association. I often think we should have had a shorter name, but they'll be invited to come to the annual meeting, which is being set for January, and then a plaque will be presented there. So this is the first time that they have ever done that. And in fact, I know there's movement afoot to have a kind of a larger community recognition night. I know that the township has been discussing it, and so this may merge together with the Merchant Association next year, which coincidentally is meeting this evening. And normally I would be at that meeting, but I'm here. So they're down there making plans for the annual meeting. And
not quite yet. It only starts at 7.
Right. Well, maybe they're thinking about it.
Yes.
But anyway, that's taking place at 7 at the library at VCI. So they're having a regular meeting, I guess, to kind of get things organized before Christmas.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Let me mention two musical events happening in the near future. One is on December the 7th. I guess that's the first Sunday in December at Knox Church. There's going to be a beautiful Christmas concert, Peace, Hope, and Joy, they're calling it. The Bell Choir has prepared some pieces. I've heard them performing, and it's really, really
special.
I've
often thought I could join the Bell Choir because you just have to play one note. Like you get one note to play.
Two notes, one in each hand.
Two notes.
Yeah.
And so somebody sort of points
B flat,
a finger at
D,
you and they
B
tell
flat,
you when
D,
to shake that, ring
B flat,
that bell.
No, you got to read the music. You got to read the music.
Oh, well, I'm out then.
B flat,
I could
D,
read the music,
D,
but
B
maybe
flat,
not fast
B flat,
enough.
B flat, D, D, B flat, B flat, D. Yeah. But it sounds wonderful when it's all together,
it
coordinated
does.
And synchronized. It sounds like a giant music box, actually. That was my impression when I was sitting there.
Those little round tin cylinders. I took one of those apart when I was a kid.
But a giant one. It's
like
you're inside it or something. So that's December the 7th. There's also going to be, the choir is going to be presenting a couple of pieces, some excerpts from The Messiah and some other popular pieces. And it's going to be a really, really fun, joyous event. Peace, Hope, and Joy, musical event, a free will offering will be collected in support of the Andy Gump Foundation. And that's all taking place at Knox Church on December the 7th at 7 p.m. And of course, I wanted to mention The Messiah. We'll be mentioning that more maybe a little bit later on, but just mark it on your calendar. Tickets are available now and they're going really fast. I don't know what number we're at, but I know there are fewer than 100 tickets left out of a total of 300. So over 2/3 have been sold. It's December 21st, just 4 days before Christmas. A fantastic way to get you in the true spirit of Christmas. It's the Amaryllis Men's and Women's Choir. Under the direction of Uwe Lieflander, there will be a small orchestra playing with the choir. That means violins and violas and a cello and a string bass.
In other words, it's the real McCoy. Oh, it's the real thing. It was beautiful, last year.
Event.
In fact, it was... Everybody got swept away last year. The first concert sold out super quickly,
yes.
Uber quickly, as they would say.
Yes.
And the second one was scheduled, but lest you think that will happen again this year, I have it on good authority that
it will not.
They're going to do one stupendous concert and be there or be square.
That's right.
What I hear.
Admission is $20. Children 12 and under are free, and it's advance tickets only. So you get a ticket ahead of time or you don't get in. It's being supported by Scotiabank. They're matching funds up to $5,000 for this event, and it's a really worthwhile and becoming a tradition of Anglic Hill. This superb interpretation of the Messiah. It's not the entire concert, obviously. It's many, many excerpts and choruses from it, but it's obviously, you know, close to 80% of the entire concert. The entire concert would take over 3 hours to perform, and it's quite a long concert. So this is...
You'd have to have the lunch during the concert instead of after, right. If you were to do that.
Especially for the musicians and the singers, just to keep them going. But it's going to be a fabulous event. December 21st, get your tickets at Scotiabank in Banclic Hill, or at the Review. We still have some tickets available, but they're going fast.
Right.
So come and pick up your tickets this week and ask your family and friends who want to attend with you how many they want, because they're going to not want to miss this either.
Right.
So two wonderful musical events right here in town for Christmas.
And I'd like to just mention, I know it just seems like we're piling them all on. I hope people out there are taking notes.
Yeah.
But also on December 7th, and I don't have the piece of paper right in front of me, but... there's a wonderful kind of a community service event being offered by Hillcrest Funeral Home. And I'm not employed by them, but it's taking...
Although you'd like to be, I think.
I don't know about that. I think they have a tough job.
Yes.
But anyway, they're doing a special service, a celebration on December the 7th. And I think it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at St. John's Anglican Church. And it's kind of a service in remembrance. And the purpose of it is... For people who have lost someone recently or in the past year or two, the holiday season can be a very difficult time. And this is a chance. Reverend Dana Johnston will be presiding over the service. There's a service at the church, and afterwards, Hillcrest Funeral Home offers a luncheon to everyone who has attended. It's non-denominational. You don't have to have used the services of Hillcrest Funeral Home, if I can be so blunt. But it is really a community... It's a service, all right, but it's something that they offer to people that may be feeling a sense of loss this time of year.
Exactly, especially at this time of year. I think it's such a sensitive and supportive thing to offer, because especially for people who have lost someone during the past year, this is going to be the first holiday season that they're going to go through without that person. And so to reach out and to get a little bit of extra support, you may not even be anticipating, you know, that you're going to feel it more strongly than you expected. So a really smart move maybe is to reach out and surround yourself with other people who are in a similar situation, and also good support, pastoral support in terms of Dana Johnson and the Hendersons are just wonderful people that are really sensitive.
They have a lot of resources and a lot of compassion.
And experience as well.
Yeah. And I just like to, all of that is taking place on December the 7th. Which is not this Sunday, but a week from Sunday. But they are asking, if possible, if you can let them know that you will be attending. And of course, you can call Lisa or Mark at Hillcrest Funeral Home. I have a hard time saying funeral. At Hillcrest Funeral Home at 678-2002. And I think they do have an ad in the Review. It's called A Gentle Christmas. And anyway, it's I think there's even a candlelight portion of the service.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like it's really...
really thoughtful event. A caring and
it
supportive
truly is.
Event. Yeah, excellent. Okay, well, I wanted to mention something happening at Heritage Lodge. They're doing their annual Christmas bazaar and tea at the lodge. It's taking place, I guess it's coming Saturday, November 29th. Is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From 1 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I think admission is $5 per person, but all the proceeds are going to the activity department.
Yeah,
so I think the
$5 is if you're having the tea.
Okay.
I think they have a lot of things on sale there. Some of them are made by the residents, and then they have a number of ladies groups could be men's groups too. I shouldn't say it's all ladies, but there are a lot of handmade items there, and it's a really short, fun thing. And all the residents are there enjoying the tea, and they have music, and it's quite a nice event.
And there's fresh baked goods as well, and unique gifts.
Yeah, lots of baking. I have to say, there's somebody that makes incredible buns at that sale. Uh-huh. I got some last year, so that's from 1 to 3 on Saturday. It's funny, we were talking during the break. I don't even think that you realize what a busy weekend this is coming up, because there are the two farmers markets. Yep. In addition to this Christmas market, and the Van Cleek Hill Farmers Market is, of course, down at VCI from 9 to 1, and it's getting bigger every year. I think it's every Sunday or every Saturday in December that they'll have additional things for sale as part of a Christmas market every week. But this coming Saturday at Penny's Market, which is at McCrimmon, open 9 until 1, they are having their Christ Kindle Market.
Yes.
And they have 21 vendors lined up to go there. And I attended that last year also.
That was fabulous last year.
There was jewelry and all kinds of, you know, those little Swiss cookies that are so...
European baking. Yes.
Yeah. Talking about food again. Anyway, so it's best to hit the Van Cleek Hill Farmers Market, the Penny's Market, then get over to Heritage Lodge for some of those buns, and then on to Art Scramble, which we'll be talking about later on.
Yep. Hopefully Renee Marks will remember to pop in and give us the lowdown. But if she doesn't, we'll bring you up to date on what's happening. And one more thing that I wanted to mention here. I received this communication from the Prescott and Russell Community Services, and they're putting a call out to people to volunteer. They're looking for friendly visitors or friendly visits from volunteers to go and visit seniors in the community that maybe are not getting out as much as they normally do in the good weather and are feeling maybe a little isolated. So this makes a really, really big difference to seniors who are living at home and trying to stay independent as long as they can, are getting probably Meals on Wheels delivered on a regular basis. But that's usually just a pop in, pop out again, dropping off your tray of food and no time to chat. So they're looking for someone who has a little bit more time to go in and sit down and have a cup of tea with a senior who's living alone maybe. And, just providing a little bit of companionship and a little bit of news maybe about what's going on in town and what you've read in the review, or maybe even bringing the review and reading them a couple of stories, you know. So if you're interested in providing this kind of volunteer service for the seniors in your community, give Isabel or Marc-André a call at 613-632-0939. That's 632-0939, and speak to Isabel or Marc-André about whether you want to volunteer to go and visit seniors in the community. And I know it would make a huge difference for them if you could just put in a couple of hours a week to do that. Visit seniors in our community that don't have a chance to get out and connect with other people in their community. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Important to give as well as receive during the time of year, right?
Yeah, and I'll just jump in here, of course, have a little bit more information. We just received a letter from Prescott Russell Community Services today. And of course, they are funded somewhat by the government, but they are accepting donations at this time of year. They're in the midst of a fundraising campaign. So you can Google them, find them online. If you cannot find them, you can always give us a call here at the review at 678-3327, and we can give you their contact information. And there will be a small article in the review next week about their fundraising campaign, just to let you know how you can donate to that. And I'm just going to mention something that I forgot to mention when I was talking about Black Friday in Van Cleek Hill. And it was, shopping is always important, but it's also important to have the chance to win something. And this Friday, anytime during the day, keep your receipts, whether it's your gas fill up, or whether you go to the restaurant, whether you stop in at the pharmacy, Mike Dean's, wherever you go, collect 4 receipts from any time during the day on November 28th and put them together with the coupon that's in the review. It's been in the review last week and again November 26th. If you don't read the review, you have our sympathies, but you can come into the review and we'll give you a coupon to fill out with 4 of your receipts, and you'll have the chance to win 500 Van Cleek Hill bucks to have a great Christmas shopping spree right before Christmas. And so there is a deadline to get those in here. They have to be in at the review office by December 5th at 12 noon. And then the draw will take place on December 10th. And you'll have the news announced in the paper right after December the 10th, which I think is No, it'll be in the December 10th issue. Sorry, we're going to be doing the draw on the 8th of December. And the $500 in Van Cleek Hill Bucks is made possible thanks to $300 donated by the Van Cleek Hill Business and Merchant Association. And the review is kicking in the other $200. We took a collection from the employees and not really. Anyway, that's another great thing. So I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff
that's
going on in town.
$500, that's quite a respectable prize.
It is.
You could do quite a shopping spree in town. I would hit the hardware store. I would go down to Vieux Fourchette and have
You can spend them
Mike Dean's,
at any, pretty much any business. I think they even take them at Hillcrest Funeral Home, but all depends what you want to do with it.
Okay. In a minute, we're going to have a chat with Phil Arbor. He's just come into the studio to tell us about two very popular events in town, the Christmas Craft Fair and the Parade of Lights. We're going to focus mostly on the Craft Fair because that's coming up this weekend, but he's also going to give us a lowdown on the Parade of Lights and probably throw out an invitation to people who want to put a float in the parade, that kind of thing. But first, we're going to listen to another cut of music from Imaginary Heaven. This is cut four of that CD, which is on sale here at the Review. Ian Hepburn has revived the CD to do a kind of fundraiser for his Healing Harps and Restorative Drums program at PCPS. This is cut three, Low How a Rose Air Blooming, Imaginary Heaven. No, I got it backwards. Lo, how a rose air blooming. Imaginary heaven.
If you say it quickly, it can be something about a nose, which I have done, in fact. But anyway.
A blooming nose. Yeah. Yes. Okay, we all know about that. Okay. Anyhow, that was our little musical interlude to bring us to the point of conversation about a wonderful event happening here in town once again, Christmas Craft Fair. Hello, Phil Arbour. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, John, for inviting me.
Our pleasure. Tell me, I don't know if we know exactly, how many years has this been going on?
I don't.
Have you lost track?
It's been that long.
It's closer to 35.
Really?
I think it's closer to 35 years at this event. No, this event was going on before I started to manage it. It was managed actually by the township.
Okay.
Really? Well,
it wasn't the township then, it was the town of Ankle-Kill at the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but the person in charge at us said, I don't want to do this anymore. Will you take it over? And I think it's close to 35 years. And
anyhow,
I'll go through some changes since then.
A long-running event that just keeps on coming back year after year after year, and it sort of rejuvenates itself and reinvents itself, and there's always something new and exciting. So I'll just give the dates quickly just so people can get their brain around. It's coming up this weekend, actually, Friday, November 28th, Saturday the 29th, Sunday the 30th, and we're going to give all the exact hours at the end of this interview here, but why don't you launch in and tell us what people can look for?
The main thing that I want to emphasize is that absolutely everything in this show, in this craft fair, is handmade. The one rule that we enforces the fact that you have to make what you sell. So no, you don't have to grow the tree to cut the lumber to make the box, but you have to make the box.
You have to make the box by hand. And they're not going to be any kind of franchises of, like, I hate to mention the name, but Tupperware or Avon or any of that kind of
None
stuff.
None of that is allowed. We don't.
Shame on you.
I've seen it at some craft fairs around here. They've got the franchises are there. That's okay too, but it's just like we like to know ahead of time.
This is a craft fair of handmade items of all descriptions. There are 25 unique vendors in this craft fair, unique craftspersons and artists.
Mm-hmm. And you go to some care to not have duplication and overlap,
we
right?
We try as much as we can to find art and craft that is uniquely different and separate, but
sometimes
are there 25 separate crafts out there? There probably are.
Yeah.
But, for example, we have no leather worker, as an example. We'd love to have a leather worker, but we don't. So there are some duplication, absolutely. But each one of these crafters, their product is totally unique, totally handmade.
Yeah.
And it runs the gamut from candles and soap through crochet, woodworking, hand-forged iron, gingerbread, Christmas cookies, and Stollen, which is a
German, I think.
German,
yeah. The pastry?
Swiss, yes, German pastry. There's a considerable number of Swiss-German people in this area, and they just love that stuff.
Is that Heidi Suter?
Yes, Heidi Suter.
With those big plates of assorted cookies.
You bet.
One of Louise's favorites. She's talking about that year-round.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and their stuff is perfect.
They just do wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
Fruitcakes, jewelry, knitting and sewing.
We should have warned people ahead of time that they're going to hear some mouth-watering descriptions of things. I hope they've had supper, because this is cruel and unusual punishment if you haven't eaten yet.
We have some artists as well, because we've been promoting art since over quite a few years, so we have people there who are doing fine art and photography. One of them, I do believe, is one of your guests that are coming up on your show. Fused glass, paintings on canvas and slate, all natural skin care products, chocolates. Let's not forget chocolates.
Oh, chocolate.
Wood carvings, Victorian Christmas tree decorations. This is a new vendor that I do not know very much about, other than the fact that when she said Victorian Christmas decorations, I said,
how appropriate.
Come
Bring
and
it
join
on.
Us. Yeah. You bet. Christmas logs. I'm not too sure what that is. I don't think it's the edible log. I think this is a log in which is hand carved, and they have cut out sections of this log in which they put Christmas candles. I believe that that's.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think it's a bûche de Noël, the traditional French Canadian cake?
I don't think so. This girl with a name like Andrews, I don't very
Maybe
much.
Maybe
could be.
Who knows?
Handcrafted walking sticks. This gentleman here in this community he's a very, very welcome sight because there's an awful lot of people that need that kind
of product. Yeah, I saw him at Maxville last week, actually, and I put a picture of him in the paper to say he would be here. What a nice guy. And he said that he's just retired, loves this new hobby, and...
Does he make them like out of original, like authentic hickory or whatever they?
Yeah,
out of all kinds of, like if he sees an interesting stick, he takes it, he polishes it, he varnishes it, he paints them. They're all different.
And makes it into a walking stick.
And there's, that's
not a cane.
A walking stick.
Not a walking stick.
Walking stick.
Okay. Yeah.
There's a lady selling alpaca wool products, and there's somebody here with educational hockey board games, which he invented and he builds. He invented this game.
Oh, I've talked to this guy before. He's really interesting.
Yeah,
he built these
that's
boards
a good guy.
And he's selling
their... that should be cool.
Yeah, there's 25 vendors. We could put 50 vendors in this room. We continually have to turn people down because we don't have any room.
Hmm.
If there was a larger hall, if we could somehow...
Take over the arena
totally, which we can't because... They don't have an insulated surface to put on top of the ice.
But what this means is that the ones that are there are hand-picked by you. They're sort of the crème de la crème that have sort of percolated up through the ranks over the years, I suppose.
Well, yes and no. If you were there last year, and unless you've done something really bad, you obviously have the first invitation to come back. We have no reason to say, no, you can't come back because we wanted to give the space to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a great number of people that have been there for many, many years. The fruitcake lady, for example, who has had a strawberry garden up the road in
Glengarry.
And Glengarry.
She has that strawberry syrup too. She still
and
makes
she still
that.
Has, she's still making strawberry syrup. But for new people, we try to select unique crafts that we don't have, apropos the Victorian Christmas decorations, and we don't vet the craft, we do try to make sure that it is of the best quality that we can find.
Mm-hmm.
It's 25 of the very, very, very best of the community, and when I say the community, there are some people from Rigaud, there's some people from Castleman, there's some people from Alexandria, there's some people from Hawkesbury, so it's that general area.
Mm.
And the other thing that's unique about our craft fair is there are no people with commercial stores
These are all home-based
businesses, which is what we've been trying to promote for quite a while, and of course the artists as well, because Arbor Gallery and the art and craft of this community has been our focus for a great number of years.
Okay, this is great. Well, let's get to the logistics of it. If somebody wants to sort of spend the day there, for example, I see you're going to have meals on offer?
Yes, there's a restaurant in the community center, and it will be run this year by your next-door neighbor, Sam's Kitchen.
Sam's Kitchen, right next door.
Yeah, and they will be there for the full hours that they are open, including offering us... Friday night supper and breakfast Saturday morning and Sunday morning, and lunch on Saturday as well.
Fabulous. Okay, so and we're going to get to the hours now. So Friday, the fair is open from 4 until 9 p.m.
4 to 9.
Saturday, 9 in the morning. So like you say, you can arrive there and have breakfast first thing in the morning, right through till 5 in the evening. And then on Sunday, from 10 in the morning until 4, reduced hours on Sunday.
Mm.
Still a good 6 hours of shopping time. And again, an opportunity to have a wonderful Sam's Kitchen meal on Sunday. So quite a comprehensive event.
It's free. That's the other thing I wanted to mention.
Yes.
Admission is free. However, we ask for, we don't enforce, but we ask for
invite.
A food bank donation. In food, there is a monetary monetary donation if you'd wish, and no, we don't enforce it. That is to say, you didn't bring a gift, you can't. No, it's not like that.
No.
But we ask for a food bank donation, and the people have been very, very positive in supporting the local food bank.
So non-perishables would be appreciated.
Yep.
And you collect them there and deliver them over to the food bank people. That's an excellent initiative, and it's happening throughout town. Actually, several businesses are doing that. I know we've got our basket here at the Review as well, but Free admission to the Christmas Craft Fair. Okay, well, I really appreciate you coming in, Phil, to tell us about that. I know you got one more thing to tell us, but I'm just going to go over the dates here really quickly so people know. Christmas Craft Fair happening at the Community Center over on Mill Street in Vanklink Hill, Friday, November 28th, Saturday, November 29th, Sunday, November 30th. And the times, as I mentioned earlier, are from 4 to 9 on Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 10 to 4 on Sunday. Now, really quickly, you want to make a mention of the Parade of Lights?
The Parade of Lights. Friday, the 5th of December. It's always the traditionally has been and will continue to be, we hope, the first Friday in December. Our theme this year is Christmas is for Kids. The parade leaves the Vanklink Hill High School parking lot at 7 o'clock exactly. And Santa will be on hand for the parade. There will be a large Christmas tree planted next to the post office. Santa will be stopping there for photographs with all the kids. We've got all kinds of gifts to give out along the parade route and at the Christmas tree. Everybody's invited. It's a wonderful, wonderful event, and it's 35 years old.
Yes, it's been going on forever too. Always as a parade of lights? Has it always been?
No, it started out as a daytime parade. Yeah. And then nighttime lit parades became fashionable.
Yeah.
And there is a talk now that we may go back to a daytime parade. That parade is presented by the Vanklink Hill Merchants Association, Business and Merchants Association. I just run it for them, that's all. Okay. So it is their decision if we go back to a daytime parade. There's arguments in both
yeah.
ways. Yeah, but yeah. Now Alexandria, for example, has caught on. Their parade is now at night.
Yeah.
Hawkesbury's is the night after ours. Yeah. And
they're so dramatic, and they're so exciting to see the lights going by and everything. Kids love it, I think. You know, it's really, really neat. Quick question. I saw your call for floats. Are you still accepting floats?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We don't pre-register. You show up, we register there. We register your float there.
On the spot. So people can show up at what time if they want to be in the parade? By 6,
We can handle them till 6:45. We'd like you to be there closer to 6 o'clock to give us time to register you.
Yeah.
But everyone's invited. Again, the theme is Christmas is for kids. It's a wonderful time, and it's great. It's fun. And I coined this word for this year's advertisement, which was communitize.
Yeah, which saw that in the paper.
Isn't a real, I don't think it's a
you
real word.
You are known for inventing words. You know that, eh?
So tell us what you mean by that.
Communitize. So, like, be part of the community. Enjoy.
Create community.
Create community by being part of the Vanklink Hill Christmas Parade.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful time. Christmas, like, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Mm-hmm. Never mind the cold and all that snow and stuff. It's still the most wonderful time of the year. And it produces in people more a feeling of, look at the gift baskets that are out there, mm-hmm. the donation baskets.
Generosity and
the
caring.
Generosity, yep. The sense of community, the sense of helping other people.
Yep.
All that comes to the surface at Christmas time.
Which makes it so great.
Unfortunately, it should be there other times of the year, but be thankful for the fact that at Christmas it is there.
Yeah.
So it's great. That's Sunday, great. The 5th of December.
Okay.
Friday.
Sunday?
Friday.
Friday, the 5th of December.
Thanks for catching
Hello.
Me.
There is a lot. I know. I want to jump in. I know a couple of years ago when we were just trying to get it going, I say we, of course, but you had a workshop on how to do a lit float.
Yep.
Are you doing that this year? Or can people call you and say, what the heck do we do?
They can call me and ask for advice on how to do it. It's really, it's not all that complicated.
You need a generator or something.
Well, it's not just the generator. It's how you handle the generator. And the real danger, of course, is refilling a generator when it's hot. That's the real thing you have to worry about. There is a system. People use it now on boats on the water so that they can refill their motor without spilling.
Okay.
Gasoline and water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not difficult, but it's very critical.
You need to know what you're doing.
You got to know what you're doing for sure. Yeah. And often people use bales of hay and stuff around the generator to cut down the sound a bit and stuff like that. So
I know the first couple of years, you know, everybody got these really intricate floats and, you know, they'd just come around the corner and then the whole thing would go black. You know, but people, you know, I find the last few years they've all been good. People are kind of organizing. You don't need like a gazillion lights. You need to light up what you're trying to light up.
The highlight of last year's last year's parade and the year before was Bill Balloon.
I know. I was just going to say.
Oh, that was fantastic. Guy, yeah, the flamethrower.
The flamethrower.
Yeah.
And when you're standing, when it's cold outside, you can feel standing on the podium, and he lets that thing go, it's 80 degrees immediately.
I keep thinking he's really got his eye on things because he never, you know, I thought if he would did that underneath some wires or something, then you wouldn't have to ask anybody to put the lights back on. They wouldn't come back on. Because that's the other thing is we turn the lights off in town just to make it even more fun.
Anyway, thanks again, Phil, for coming in and getting us up to date on these two really fun events in Van Cleek Hill.
You're welcome, and we'll see you at the craft fair and at the parade, I hope.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now you're off to a Van Cleek Hill Business and Merchant Association meeting. I know you love meetings, so I just had to mention that. Thanks for hanging in there,
Phil. I can't stay here longer, so I can skip the meeting now.
No, we're sending you off. They said make sure Phil gets released before 7, and it's right on the dot of 7, so away you go. Thanks, Phil, for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, so before we talk to our next guest, who is Renee Marks, about the upcoming art scramble at the Arbor Gallery, we're going to just listen to another cut from Imaginary Heaven. To stay, and there in the warmth of the peace that it brings, he shares in the sleeping of all tiny things.
With the terror of all tiny things.